It's on the inyan also of the on Sfiras Hayomer between Pesach and Shavuos is the inyan of Sfiras Hayomer. In the middle we have Lag BaOmer, which is the Rashbi. We have to understand that kesher. Also, what's Nog, the Minig Yisroel between Pesach and Shavuos is to learn a Perek or Pirkei Avos every week. You have to understand the Shaychus of Pirkei Avos Dafka to the Shabbosim between Pesach and Shavuos. Some people are Mamshech the whole summer, but it's pulled down between Pesach and Shavuos to recite Pirkei Avos. So what's the Inyan, what's the Kesher between the Achana, between Pesach and Shavuos of learning Pirkei Avos? And Be'ikah, we have to understand, why is it called Pirkei Avos? Lekai Mila de Avos. Why is this called Avos? What's this got to do with Avos? What's this got to do with the Father? So these are the things we want to understand. What's the Avoid of Sfira Soime? What's the Inyan, the Kesha of Pirkei Avos to Sfira Soime? The first Perek of Pirkei Avos was this last Shabbos. The first Shabbos after Pesach. First Shabbos after Pesach was Parshas Kedoshim this year. Parshas Kedoshim. The pasuk says Kedoshim Tiu Ki Kodesh Oni Ki Kodesh Oni Yesh. And Rashi already says, how can you be mitzvah Klal Yisrael to be Kedoshim Tiu Ki Kodesh Oni? What's the shayches? Hakadosh Baruch Hu's kedusha Kodesh Oni Hashem and Akechem. That Hashem's kedusha is lamala than our kedusha. So what's the pshat? And the pasuk after that says Ish Imoi Va'oviv Tiro V'Shabsoisai Tishmoyu. Why straight after the mitzvah of Kedoshim to you, do we have the tzivui of Ish Imoi Va'oviv Tiro V'Shabsoisai Tishmoyu? And what's the shaykhs between Kibud Avim and the inyan of Shabbos? So these are all the inyanim we want to discuss. We want to discuss very, very sadistic. And that would explain the inyan of Lag BaOmer. Of the klal is the following. The Heliga Chasam Sofer writes, and he explains the inyan of Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh. And he says, Amor de Kazach. And from here we see what Emestika Kedusha is. What's Emestika Kedusha? Emestika Kedusha is the Rabbein Shalem's Kedusha, obviously. What is the Rabbein Shalem's Kedusha? Says the Chasam Sofer. That there's nobody who's involved in every aspect of Olam Hazeh more than the Rabbein Shalem. Hashem is Mashgiach on every Yid, on every Goy, on every Hashkocha Klolis, Hashkocha Protis, whatever it is, the Rabbein Shalom knows exactly, and Kefi Shittas Baal Shem Tov, that even every little thing that happens in any part of the world is all Bahashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more involved in this Olam Hashofel Olam Hazeh more than any other person, any other Nivra in the world. And in the same way as there's nobody who's more involved in this world more than the Rabbein Shalom, there's nobody that's more mufshet, that's more oiskitin, that's more mufshet, separated from this world as the Rabbein Shalom. That's what Kedusha means. The Goyim understand Kedusha as complete precious. Not getting married, moving to far places, not talking to people, separation from Olam Hazeh, they hate Olam Hazeh. That's Goyisha Kedusha. Yiddish Kedusha is the Rabbein Shalom's Kedusha. Hashem is completely involved in this world, more than anything else. And he's completely mufshet at the same time. That's Emestika Kedusha. Emestika Kedusha is to be involved in this world, Oba L'Shem Shemaim. Oba one's Moyach is all L'Shem Hashem. Kol Ma Shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'ilomo Elei Bora Ela L'Chvoidoi. So there is a Bria. And we're involved in the Bria. And Kedusha means to be actively involved in the Bria. And the first mitzvah in the Torah is to get married. And the Yomim Tovim and the Shabbos, the Helix, the days, the Ikkar mitzvah is Achila. Or Chatzi El Hashem, or Chatzi Lachem at least. But at the same time, as we're so involved in the world, we're so mufshet from the world as well. That everything we do, even in the Gashmistika world, we're doing it Laman Kavod Yisborach. So there, a person is so involved, but yet so mufshet. That's the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodesh, and that is the Rabbein Shalom's Kedusha. He's so involved and so mufshet in the world. We also have to be so involved and so mufshet in the world. At the same time, whilst we're being oisik, in whatever we're being oisik, whilst we're eating, we're thinking, we're saying a Dvar Torah at the table. So we're oisik in the world and we're mufshet from the world. That's Emes Tiki Kedusha. Achrei Mois Kedoshim. Achrei Mois is dying al Kiddush Hashem. That was an Aveira. Mrs. Nodav Aviyu. Kedoshim is living al Kiddush Hashem. Living al Kiddush Hashem. Here this opens up a whole new Pesach in the task, in the Avoida, in the Chinuch of parents. Because all the mitzvahs of Kibud Av V'Aim on which Masechta is Kedusha. All the mitzvahs that the father has to do to his son, children have to do to the father, the whole parasha of Kibud Av V'Aim is in Masechta's Kedusha. So therefore that means, just like in Torah Shebiksav, we see that there's a mitzvah of Kedoshim to you, and then the next pasuk is Ish Imoy V'Oviv Tiro. So too in Torah Shebalpeh, Masechta's Kedushin, there you have the parasha, the sugya of Kibud Av V'Aim. And the sugya of the mitzvahs that a father, the interaction, the kasher between Av and a ben. Chazal say that if it's a choice between the father and the Rav, you have to save the Rav, because the Oviv is meviyosa ilidechai oilam hazeh, and the father of Av is meviyosa ilachai oilam hazeh, and the Rav is meviyilachai oilam habo. What this means is not Oymika Inyan Ken Zayin, that this means not just that the father brought him into this world. Yeah, is the parents gave birth to the child, so there they brought the child into this world. Oh, it's more than that. The Rav teaches Torah. Torah is better mufshit from this world. Torah, like the Maral always says, Ner mitzvah v'Torah or. A Ner is already something that has an achiz in this world. An or is something that doesn't have an achiz in this world. Torah is mufshit. An Av brings him into Chai Oil Mazeh. What is a father? What is a Yiddish house? A Yiddish house is a physically functioning Ruchnistik house. It's a Gashmistik, a functioning Ruchnistik place. It's a place where you eat. It's a place where you sleep. Of a parent's task is to show their children that I am a Viyase, I am bringing you to the Emstik, I'm bringing you to Olam Hazeh, I'm showing you how a Yid lives his life in Olam Hazeh. A Yiddish Shtib is how you live a house, how you live your life in Olam Hazeh. Parents teach their children Midas, Derech Eretz, and that's the sort of Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. Derech in Arzius. Derech Eretz means it's a Derech in Arzius. Don't think that Arzius, that Gashmi is a behemoth de Kazakh. There's a whole Derech in Eretz. And that's the sort of Derech Eretz. First the father's on the scene and then the Rav. Because Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. So the father teaches the child Derech Eretz. The parent's task is to teach Derech Eretz, and that's Kodma LaTorah. How to live a life yet so involved and yet so mufshit. That's the role model. That's what a child sees. When the family is eating dinner at home together, and the father puts on a beged for the meal, and there's a seif on Hilchas Brachas on the table, and everyone makes brachas and answers Amen, and then they eat a nice gishmak, a tasty meal, so involved and so mufshit. And the same is everything. And the same is the mitzvah of Zivug. It's such a gashmistik mitzvah. Or it's such a ruchnistik mitzvah. It's the first mitzvah in the Torah at the same time. That's the Av. Av is Aleph Beis. Aleph is Chochma. And Beis is Bina. In other words, the father brings the Moichin into the materialistic world. Teaches us how to live. Parents teach their children how to live a life. And a Bamis a Heiliger house. That's why every Yiddish Shtib is a Beis HaMikdash. What were they so involved with in the Beis HaMikdash? What were the Kohenim doing? So much eating basar, but they were eating Mishulchan Gavoya. It's a way of eating. It's a way of living. It's the Beis HaMikdash. That's Kedusha. It's not a place where you fast all day long. It's a place where the Kohenim have gegessen our ganzen Tog Fleisch. But it's Mishulchan Gavoya, Kazochu. That's Kedusha. That's Kedushin to you, Ki Kodesh Ani. That's Emistik Kedusha. There are days, Yom Kippur, whatever, to be like a malach, but be'etzem a yid's task, the chelik of derech eretz is the mitzvah's chinuch that the parents give. So meseches derech eretz, meseches ovis, pirkei ovis, talks about the anhoga, talks about the derech eretz, taka mishnah, shloisha she'achlu al shulchan echo, be'omro al avdibrei Torah, teaches middas, anhogas, derech eretz, that's why it's called pirkei ovis. That has to do with avos, that has to do with father. So made a kedoshim to you. Taka ish ve'imah ve'oviv tiro. And this year, taka, straight after Pesach, the first Shabbos that we learned Pirkei Avos, was good for this. in the Yiddish shtiv that the parents give the day, which is the highlight of the Yiddish chinuch, is Shabbos. And what's the highlight of the Shabbos? As we sit together at a meal, and we have tasty fish and chicken soup and chicken and meat and salads and ice cream. But around that, you feel the aura of the Kedusha of Shabbos. Somehow we're so involved now, the head is in the chicken soup. But Mitzat Sheni, there's an aura of Kedusha. This is Mamish Devot. That's the Mishpacha. The Mishpacha, B'shar Shebnei Adam, Etzuyim B'Bateyin, is Shabbos. Shabbos is where the parents come together with the children and they teach them the Derech Eretz, Kodma L'Torah. So that's the Inyan of Shabbos. Shabbos is the basis of the Yiddish Shtiv. And that's why we sing in Baruch Kelel, Yana Shoymer, Shabbos, Habein, Im Habas, Vakel Yerotzu, Kemincha Al Machvas. That the Yiddish Shtiv on Shabbos is the Kedusha of a Yiddish Shtiv. It's meals, but it's Kedusha. It's so involved, but yet so mufshit. That's the Rabbeinu Shalom's Kedusha. That's the Beis HaMikdash. And that is every Jewish house. And that is the task of the parent. The father, Rav, teaches the Torah, which is Torah is Or. And Or is Lamala. Or is something that doesn't really, Torah doesn't have so much an achiz in this world. But that's the vote of the parents. It's a Mori Dikazach. So therefore, Ish Imayv Oviv Tiro, Ve'es Shabsoisai Tishmoiro. Because that's the Shabbos. The task of the parents and the task of the Shabbos is mamish the same. And therefore, there was a Havamina that if the parent tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, you have to listen to them. And that's the Talmud Laima, the Chiddush Not, because the two are hand in hand. They're both teaching us how the father with his Machshava, we know Shabbos, you can't do Melacha. Shabbos is a day of Machshava. Machshava means while we're involved in the materialistic world, our Machshava is with the Rabbeinu Shalom. With our guf, we're so involved in the world, and with our machshava, we're so mufshit from the world. That's av, aleph beis, chochma bina. That we're so involved, but our machshava is with Rabbein Shalom. So Shabbos and kibbutz of aim is mamish haynu ach. And that's why in the Aseres HaDibros, they're also next to each other. And in the Torah, they're next to each other. And that's the parents, the Yiddish house is the Shleimus HaKedusha. That's why it's in Maseches Kedushin. That's the Emestika Kedusha. Oh. Let's get back now to the Zman, the period. When we came out of Mitzrayim, we were like behemoths. The Mitzrayim are called Chamoyrim, the Mitzrayim are called Ashebasar, Chamoyrim, Besorim. They're animals. Klal Yisrael Chasam Soiver writes on Pesach that we didn't even have achil, we didn't even have eating habits, we were menakrim, like Tarnagoylim, and we weren't mentioned Bechlal. The Zman of the Sfira is, that's where we bring up the Korban Oimer, which is a Korban Sa'orim, which is Machal Behemo. And we're working to become a mensch, we're working to become an Odom, which is by Shavuos, where we bring up the Shtei Alechem, which is Chag HaShavuos, the Shtei Alechem, the Machal Odom, from Chita, from wheat, which is the Machal Odom, then we become a mensch. We're working on Sfira Sa'orim, mamish on this Nakuda. We're working mamish on this nakuda of becoming actively involved in this way on a holy and a heilige oifen. And that's why dafka, the climax on Chag HaShavuos, where we reach this balance, is that lagabi Chag HaShavuos we say kul alma moida to beina nami lachem. Why? Because that's what we're working. That is a mensch in this world. You need lachem, but it's a chatzi lachem and it's a chatzi lachem. You're so involved, but you're so mufshit. A Yid is Bam is doing everything that Goy does, but a Yid is so mufshit. He's eating and he's sleeping, but he's mufshit. It's all for Kavonos L'Shem Shemayim, Leibora El Lechvoidoi. So that's Mamish the period, from Pesach to Shavuos, learning how to become an Adam, learning how to be Mekayim, a Kul Alma Moida, Dabi'in and Nami Lechem. Learning how to eat a shtick flesh. Learning how to eat a shtick flesh. So for that you need the chinuch at home, and that you need the av. And therefore between Pesach and Shavuos, the best hachana is that every Shabbos we learn a perik of Pirkei Avos. Because that's what Pirkei Avos is teaching us, Shloish Yishochlu, and that's what the perik, and that's why it's called Pirkei Avos. That's the biro of the Rashbi, the story of the Rashbi, where the Gemara says there in Shabbos that somebody was Meshabeach, the Romans, Rabbi Yehuda Bava was Meshabeach, the Romans. And the Rashbi says, what are you talking about? Layosu ela b'shvil atzmom. They tiknu shvokim b'shvil lehoishav b'em zoynois. They had the worst and the lowest. They were mamish animals. And that's the opposite of faket, by pointing an accusing finger at the goyim, by looking at their deeds and looking at their maisim and seeing how they are so completely shakua and olam hazeh. To see the chilek, you can't be meshabech v'bichlam. And the Rashbi got into trouble because he said they had their machshavas. They mamish the opposite of the Yidden. They built. They were oisek in bebinyanu shel olam, but only for the worst machshavas, only for the lowest machshavas, which is the opposite of the Yid, who's also oisek bebinyanu shel olam. A Yid gets married and Yid has children. Lo toyu bara l'shevas yitzora. There's a civilized world, and the Yidden are civilizing the world. But our machshavas are heilige machshavas, whereas their machshavas is kidei lehoishiv bem zaynus. So the whole story with Lag BaOmer that was triggered off by this whole story with the Rashbi, how he pushed down the Romans, is mamish the sugya of Sfiras Omer. And what is Sfiras Omer? What is the Omer? What are we doing? Being masakin midas, chesed, gvura, teferes, midas, ois edling the midas, becoming better midas, becoming better mention. So these are two very important drachim stam in Avodas Hashem. There's two parts to an Avodas Hashem. Avada, there's the keem of Torah and mitzvahs, and then there's being a kedusha. This may be the whole inyan that we say Avinu Malkeinu by Rosh Hashanah. We say Avinu Malkeinu. It could be Avinu Malkeinu as mamish corresponds to these two inyanim. When we're saying Avinu, we're saying Rabbi Yishlam, you are Father. What are we saying when we say that? According to what we're saying, that an Av teaches his children how to live a heiliger life involved in Olam Hazeh. So here we're being misvada kaviyachol to the Rabbeinu Shloimeh, and we're saying that we didn't live a life of an example like you as our Father. You are our Father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we should have looked at you and learned midas and hogas and derech eretz. There's a pasuk in the Torah, mitzvah, v'halachta b'drachov. Mahu rachum afato rachum, mahu chanon afato chanon. That's mitzvah, the Rabbein Shalom, as Avinu. And like we said, that's what a father is. And here we're telling the Rabbein Shalom, oi, we didn't follow your ways. The Avinu is the bechino of Derech Eretz. Derech is v'halachta b'drachov. And the Malkeinu is the Rishon was Mitzvah, Torah Mitzvahs, Melech HaOlam Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvaysof. So that's the Malkeinu. It's two distinct viduyim, basically, that we're saying that we didn't follow the Rabbein Shalom, number one, by learning from him as our father, and number two, by not keeping his tzivuyim as a Melech. We weren't good bonim, we weren't good avodim. That's the Hizvadus that we're saying by Avinu Malkeinu. So that's the tkufa now from Pesach and Shavuos. It's a whole new concept of parents, what parents are supposed to give over to the children. About every father should learn Torah with his children, but at the end of the day, the child's going to go to Cheder and he's going to learn Torah. What parents have to install in the children is how to live a life of Kedusha to you, how to follow the Rabbeinu Shalom's Kedusha, how the children see how the father behaves when he's on vacation. And we see how the father behaves at the sea, at the swimming pool, at the table. That's the nakuda that we're discussing over here. That's the nakuda of kedoshim tiyu. That's why this year we began saying Pirkei Avos in kedoshim tiyu, because that's the inyan of kedoshim tiyu, and that's the hachana that we're making to likras Chag Shavuos. Abba Aleinu L'Toiva, we should be zoicha to make a good derech eretz, which is kodmo, and then we'll be zoicha taka to the Maimit HaSinai, which is the Torah itself. The whole zach that the Yidden arrived at the state of ki ish echad b'leiv echad v'yichan shem Yisrael ki ish echad b'leiv echad is not just the kubi. According to what we're saying, is not just a simon that we were achtus, so we were together. Hashem gave us the Torah. No, achtus of Klal Yisrael shows that we're civilized. It shows that we've learnt midas, hanhogas, derech eretz, and we get on with each other. When there's tarumas and machloikas, it means that everybody's a behemoth. The teva, Hashem created the teva of animals that they prey on each other. That's how they get there. They kill each other. They fight with each other. But a person gets on. That's why the parsha kedoshim dabel kol adas bnei Yisrael lema kedoshim to you. Chasam Sofer says, unlike the goyim that they separate from civilization, a yidin have to understand Pasha Zuz Rashi Behakel Nemro, Dabril Kol Adas, Midas and Hoga and Derech Eretz, that teaches us. Midas and Hogas and Derech Eretz, that teaches us that Adarav, that brings us to an Achtus. So the Achtus that we came to, Ke'ishach HaBelevach before Matan Torah, that was a simon that we'd become mentioned. That was the simon that we were successful in the Derech Eretz. And now, Klal Yisrael, now the Rebbeinu Shalom can give us the Torah. When Yidden tolerate each other, when Yidden know how to be, when a Yid knows how to talk to a Hasidish, how to talk to a Litvish, how to talk to a Mizrahi, how to talk to a Chiloni, how to talk to a Friar, then that Yid, you know, he's got Derech Eretz. So he's probably got Torah as well. If he learns Torah, his Torah's had where to be Chal. Because this is part of living a life, living a civilized life. When you speak to the Chiloni, even if you're asking him what's the weather like and how are you sunbathing, really, you're only doing it as a chona to ask him if he's put his tefillin on already. So it's, you're involved in his life only for Kadei Veruchnis. That person is a Ben Torah Amitis. That person could be Kohen a Torah. That's the Kishachal B'Lev Echot that Klal Yisrael came to together. Now, the Baruch Shalom, the help from Mitzvah Hashem, that we should be Zoicha to Emistik Adair Cheres, we should be Zoicha to prepare ourselves, we should be Zoicha to be Mekabal the Torah and Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zoicha to fulfill our mission as the Rabban Shalom is Avinu, and to fulfill our mission as the Rabban Shalom is Malkeinu, we should be Zoicha Mitzvah Hashem, set up beautiful Heil Gayidish Ashtiba Mitzvah Hashem, and then we should be Zoicha to the Gula Shleima, to the base of Mikdash Ashlishi, and Meir Abiyamenu, Amen.